Morning, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing this
morning? Super fantastic here. So how are the dueling pianos?
Dueling pianos was great. We continue to get great feedback from the individuals that attended. I know a lot of money was raised to support the organization. We grossed a little over $20,000 for that event, and everybody said, when can we do it again? And that's the hallmark of a great event, so we'll continue down that pathway. I want to briefly say thank you to all the different sponsors and donors and bidders that came out and supported Emporia Main Street. Those dollars will go to a variety of different projects that we have coming up this year to enhance the local economy and support entrepreneurs and small businesses. So we appreciate all the support, and man, it was nice to see people out and having a great time supporting the community. This is the first time in the last couple of years that we've actually been able to hold a live auction, and it was it was great to see that back. So we appreciate all the support.
Yeah, done. Now, that's generally held in the fall. Are you going to continue that this fall then, or how's that going to work?
We have a board of directors meeting this morning, and that's one of the things that we're going to talk about. There were a lot of people that kind of enjoyed bringing their special someone out for a pre-Valentine's sort of event and having a great time there and supporting the community as well. So we'll see. Fall for what we do gets pretty busy, and it would be great to kick something to the first quarter. There are, of course, risks because Chuck sometimes says, hey, that event you're going to have in February, there's going to be 6 inches of snow. so we have to keep that in mind, but it was a great time, and I'm always of the mind, if it ain't broke, find a way to improve it. But if you stumble on something that works, let's keep it going.
All right. So your new Fab Lab manager started this week, huh?
Yeah. Jeremy Wharton has started back at the Fabrication Lab, and he's done just an amazing amount of work in just 48 hours. And we're going to talk about some different ways to support his efforts. He's got some things that we'll be announcing to support small businesses within the next couple of weeks. Right now, there are some adjustments that we're making in the lab from a machinery standpoint just to make sure that everything is optimized for what Jeremy needs to do. But we're excited to have him on board to help existing businesses expand product lines with the maker space, to help entrepreneurs prototype different products, to help inspire new businesses, and to support educational processes, because we know technology and people that understand some of those different machining aspects are going to be really important to our local economy, and filtering people to Flint Hills Technical College and Emporia State University and just letting them know what is available is extremely important to the future of the region. So we're happy to have Jeremy on board, and we're having a great time back there right now. But we have lots of other things that are coming up in the not-too-distant future. St. Pat's, their committee, was in just picking up a donation for their auction coming up here fairly quickly, and we're excited to see the St. Patrick's Day activities get started back up this year. I know DEBA, the Downtown Emporia Bars Association, reached out yesterday, and they're planning on doing a pub crawl. There's lots of different things that are coming up in March that we can talk about as those events get a little closer. The show of hands concept, we have entrepreneurs that have already been reaching out, and some businesses that are in expansion mode that have reached out saying, hey, tell me more, and how can I get involved with this? And we've got the online portal at EmporiaMainStreet.com that you can sign up to be a part of that with some different paperwork requirements by March 25th. And then April 7th, we'll hold the actual pitch event at the Black Box Theater at the Emporia Arts Center. We're excited about that because we continue to have more business sponsors jump on board, and we've already got a significant amount of money raised that will be dedicated to those different entrepreneurs, and we're raising more. And just yesterday, we had a group of investors reach out saying, you know, if there are great business concepts that are scalable, we'd want to meet with those people independently to talk about additional financing options. So we're excited about that. If you're an entrepreneur that wants to start a business, or you're an existing business that's looking to expand, we encourage you to get involved with this competition. It's not like a first place, second place, third place competition. It's a you're competing for resources, and we're happy to help with that. The taste is coming up April 9th, and now that we're post-auction, we're excited to pivot to that. We, again, haven't been able to hold that in the last couple of years, but this is the event that everybody asks us, when are you going to hold the next taste event? And we're excited that that will be coming down the pike. We've talked about the Fab Lab. We've got some folks that have been interested in the incubator space, but we're still taking applications for that. And then there's lots of other things that are coming up from an event standpoint that we can assist with. HOT is bringing back their Cinco de Mayo, the Flatland Cruisers Car Show. There's the Unbound, all sorts of different things coming up.
Plenty to do, Casey.
Yes, but I do have a question about your plastic water bottle report.
You do?
Okay. It was from the University of Copenhagen. Are we sure they weren't testing a chew cup?
We had to ask.
You have to ask.
You have to ask.
Okay. We'll pursue that. Thanks, Casey.
No problem.
Have a good day. Casey Woods, Emporia Main Street with it. 657, 56 degrees. Good morning.
Real estate auction open house Sunday, February 20th, 1 to 3 p.m. 12:60.